Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. Continue with us, Nida. Package 10, Ona Beinonis. So we'll take a look, review in the Beis Yosef, just the sources of for Ona Beinonis a little bit. We'll look at the Chavas Das, defending the Shach from the Chacham Tzvi, and the Machloikis presented in the Kunches Achron. Is Ona Beinonis 30 days? Or is it like the Shach who says it's 30 days, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 31 days? And maybe if we have time, we'll see the Chumash Hadeshin, who speaks about the eradication, potential eradication of the Ona Beinonis if she has, you know, she always does not see on the 30th or 31st day. Right? It's actually has a kavius not to see on the 30th day or the 31st day. Can she, is that enough of a veskevuah to not be shomer the Ona Beinonis? Or, yeah. So let's start off with the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes. Kind of has everything you need right there about the source. Kol Yisha She'ein La Vesas Kavua Choshashis Liyom Lamed L'Riyasa. Anyone who doesn't have a Ves Kavua, so then she has to be concerned that Yom Lamed is the day, is the Riya, and she Oina Beinonis, the Stam Nashim. And she'll have to do a priest and a bedika. The perek, where do we see this on the beinus? The perek called Yad Tes Vav Amar Aleph. Ahad Etnan Habay Minaderek Minaderek Nasheim Lohem Bechez Kaas Tahara Amar Resh Lakish Uhu Shematza Shaba Umatza Toich Yemei Oinasa. So she's Bechez Kaas Tahara if he finds her in her Yemei Oinasa. Perish Rashi Toich Yemei Oinasa Lamed Yom. L'ri'ya, aval achad lamed yom, boy, bedika, hoyol, l'stam, noshim, chazion, l'soif, oina, oina. So Rashi is echoing the Gemara that the Beis Yosef will bring later, that the oina beinonis is lamed yom. Because of alze, harajba, betor zabayas, shema mina, isha she'ein la vesis, ba'el muzhar, alecha, b'yoim ha'oina, the haylo, ashachan, man, the palig, aleh, the Resh Lakish. Right. We don't find anyone arguing in Resh Lakish that it's only if it's B'toich Le'oina, and Rashi has explained the Oina is the Lamed Yom, the of Stam Nashim. V'afilu b'ba min haderech v'choshekein shuhu ima b'ir v'chein v'asaran v'perek shuos v'nir mitavarav shigam harayvet soy v'kein v'kasav al v'kasav oida rand mitavri Rashi nir d'afilu b'isha sheyesh la versus Tzarech L'chush L'Oinasa V'lona Hira. The man doesn't like Rashi. The Chol Sheyesh L'Vesas Dam Yemusu Lakin Anzman Vesas. So she doesn't need to be observe the Ona Beinonis L'Lamed Yom if she has a Ves Kavua, because her Dam is, it's not going to come until it's supposed to come. And why should she The Rajba holds it's only by someone who does not have a Ves Kavua. In other words, the Ona Beinonis is the honorary Ves Kavua for someone who doesn't have one. Umasha Peres Rashi, the Mei Oina Heim Shloishim Yoim, Mevuar, Perek, Kama, Danida, Daf Tes Amad Beis, Kama Oina, Amad Resh Lakish, Meshum Rabbi Huda, Nisiya, Oina Beinonis, Lamed Yom. So we have a nice likut there of the Makor of Ona Beinonis in the Gemara. Of course, we saw the Shach equates the Ona Beinonis with the Vesas and Chodesh, and they're one and the same, and the Chacham Tzvi, the Chavos Das brings the Chacham Tzvi on page 26, I think, of packet 10. So Chacham Tzvi asks on the Shach from basically a steer in Shulchan Aruch. According, it seems like a steer in Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Pei Tes, Aleph. Sorry. In the Shulchan Aruch, So he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, you can't say that they're one and the same, that the Vesas HaChodesh is the same as the Ona Beinonis, the Chayla Gabi Vesas HaChodesh, Pasach Mesimin Zeh, Sif Dalet. It's not Sif Aleph, it's Sif Dalet, Kufpein Tes Dalet, Dikisha Eino Kavua, Avara, Vlobadcha Muteras, Vlobadika. Right? In Sif Dalet, it's making the distinction between Kavua and Eino Kavua. And that is when she arvavesses v'lobadka, and she doesn't have to check. So the Chacham Tzvi is understanding that Halacha Dal is speaking about vesses hachodesh. So she has a vesses hachodesh, a zayin kavua. It passes. She's mutter b'lobadika. But in kuf pei dalid, halacha tes, if it passes. The Mechaber says over there that the Ona Beinonis person needs a bedika, and it's like a ves kavua, such that if the Ona Beinonis passes without a bedika, she's also the Bible. So in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, the Ona Beinonis is treated like a ves kavua and requires a bedika. Requires a bedikah of our vessels to a body. So, if they're one and the same, it's a steer. In Kufpei Tes Dalet, it's saying if it passes, she doesn't need a bedikah. And in Kufpei Dalet Tes, saying that the Ona Beinonis, if it passes, does need a bedikah to be Muteres to Bala. And the Chacham Tzvi is understanding in Kufpei Tes Dalet that it's talking about Vesta Chodesh. So you see they're not the same. One is saying you're good without a bedika, the other is saying you're not good without a bedika. And if they're one and the same, it should be the same din. It should be both. If the Vesta passes without a bedika, she's also the Bible. Because that's really what the Shach is doing. When the Shach equates the Vesta Chodesh with the Ona Beinonis, he's really turning Vesta Chodesh into the honorary Vesta Kavua. He's turning the Vesta Chodesh into a Vesta Kavua. So if Avra Vesas, so then according to the Shach and Kufpei Tes Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch should say she's Aser until she does a Bedika. But the Chavastas has a rebuttal to this. He has a case in which we have someone. It's a case that someone already has a vessel of kavua, and therefore she doesn't need the honorary one. But I was just thinking to defend the shach. Kufpei Tes Dalet doesn't mention vessels of chodesh. It could be another vessel, right? It doesn't mention specifically a day of the month. It just mentions Vesas Stam, right? I'll just read it. Oh, Yesh Chiluk Bein Kavua Gimel Pami, Lo Kavua Gimel Pami. Sha Kavua Afal Pi Sha Avra Oynasa. Right? It didn't even mention Vesas. It just said Kavua Eina Kavua, right? Yesh Chiluk Bein Kavua Gimel Pami, Lo Kavua. Didn't mention the word Vesas or Vesas Chodesh. Velokavaso gimel pamim, just skipping a little bit. Again, he doesn't use the word vases. Gamkein. Yeah. So, vakeven sha'avra oinosa moteres. And then, vaoina bein shalom, the lamed yom, dino keves kavuap. So, I would defend the shach by saying that sif kufpei tes dalet is not speaking about vases chodesh. And this, that, yeah. So it doesn't use the word Vesas, nor does it use the word Chodesh, nor does it mention the days of the month. So the Shach is one of the experts on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so, but the Chavos Das defends the Shach by presenting a case where she already has the Vesas Kavua. And so she already has the Vesas Kavua, but she has a Shinui, so she has two things on her plate. She has her Vesas Kavua, and then she has to be Shomer the Shinui. So, for example, she saw three times on Rosh Chodesh, and so now she has a Vesas Kavua for Chodesh, And then she saw on the 20th of the Chodesh. Right, she saw three times on the Chodesh, and then on the third time she saw on the 20th of that month. So next month, she has to be concerned for Rosh Chodesh because that's her Veses Kavua, and she also has to be concerned for the 20th of the following month because maybe she's having a Shinui. And maybe there's a Haflaga, as well, but let's keep it simple. So comes Rosh Chodesh, and then comes the 20th of the next month, and that 20th comes and goes, and there was no Badika. So on that, the Shulchan Aruch would say, Avar Veses V'lo Batka, she's Mutter. Because Klapi, the 20th, is considered a Veses She'ena Kavua. It's not Kavua yet. We don't know what's going to happen with the 20th. It's up in the air. And it's to be determined. She has a Veses Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh. So she already has her Veses Kavua. So she doesn't need the honorary Ves. So the 20th is Eina Kavua. And Avar Veses, she's good without a Bedikah. So that would explain, if you want to say on Kuf Pei Tes Dalid, that would take care of the steer. It's possible for the Shaykh to have a case of a Veses that's in a Kavua, where she already has a Ves Kavua, and she's just observing this as an Eino Kavua because it's a Shinui that she has to be concerned about, and on that we would say Avar Veses V'lobat, she's Mutter. So that would be a way to defend the Shaykh against the Chacham Tzvi's stira that he presented, the potential stira. So let's go to the Kuntres Akron on page 28, where he points out, he says that the post-game Lamed Yom Elu. So it's Lamed Yom, the Lamed Yom. V'chein hu lashon haRamban b'hil choisav that the Veses Beinoni, the Ona Beinoni is Lamed Yom. V'ha lashon boyer b'pshitus the hu Yom Lamed miria rishona. The Yom Lamed Aleph mikra mi Lamed Aleph the Lamed Aleph. Right, and that's the lashon haRamban. I guess that's the way. If it was 31 days, the Ramban would have presented it as Lamed al mi lamed aleph lul lamed aleph. V'huver tor v'chein das ha'achroinim. So, sorry. So we should see the Shulchan Aruch Rav here at the beginning of the Kuf on a little bit up on the page. Shulchan Aruch Rav aleph in the square brackets. Nashim shibrev nashim darkan lirois mi lamed lul lamed Ramban v'Rashba. V'lamed yom elu heim mitchilas ri'ia l'tchilas ri'ia u'beis yemei ha'ri'iois b'klal ha'lamed. In other words, the first day of the lamed is part of the 30, and the beginning of the new cycle is also part of the 30. So the first time that she sees is day 1, and the next time that she sees is day 30. The next time that she sees is day 30. So day 30 ends one cycle and begins the new one. And then day 30 becomes day number 1 for the next cycle. So the 30th day is doing double duty. Right? I think the 30th day is doing double duty. The 30th day is the final day. Is the final day of the first 30, you know, of the first cycle, but the 30th day will be the first day for the next cycle, so it's doing double duty. And then the Kuntres Akron, he says the Shach is Adas Yichidal Beperish HaShulchan Aruch, and the Shita of the Shach is, since the honorary the Ona Beinoni says the honorary Ves Kavua, which is really, he turned the Veses Chodesh into the Ves Kavua. In other words, the Veses Chodesh is equated with the Ona Beinoni, so now the Ves Chodesh is a Ves Kavua, and the Shach holds whether the Chodesh is Mali or the Chodesh is Chosar. She has to be Shomer the next you know, calendrical day, the next calendrical, and she saw in Rosh Chodesh, she has to see the next Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Moler or it's Chaser. So that if it's, so that's going to be, sometimes it's going to be 30 days, sometimes it's going to be 31 days. If she sees on Nisan, which is a Moler, I think Nisan is always, she sees on Nisan, which is a Moler, so then she'll have to be Shomer, she'll have to observe the Onus and Vesis on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which will be 31 days from Nisan. But if she sees on Rosh Chodesh Adar, then Nisan will be day 30. It'll be a 30-day interval. So it depends whether Chodesh is Mali or Chosar. So for the Shach, the Ona Beinon is it's 30 or 31. It's 31 if it's a Chodesh Mali, and it's 30 if it's a Chodesh Chosar. And the Kosher Zakron is saying that the Shita of the Shach is a Dasi Pidah. So I think we'll leave the shita of the Trumas Adeshin regarding the eradication of the Ona Beinonis to another day. Any questions? Okay, all right. Shkoyach, thank you for joining. Have a great day. The near